freezing up here. Three hours and only seven tiny crystals. I need them so badly to replenish my healing kit, though. Blood. Someone or something is wounded. Whatever events took place, it must have been several hours ago. And my party's not with me. No. I must check. I cannot, in my good conscience, ignore this. Whatever's hurt is of considerable size. The crystals will have to wait. Slippery. How odd. The blood trails stop here. Maybe? No. No, there must be something.
Lumina Evraia Vartos.
Fascinating. A high-level spell of illusion covers this mountainside. There! An entrance into the side of the mountain. Oh, serene above and harmony below. This might not be the best idea. But there's a being in distress. I can feel it in my bones. I can feel its pain. I must do this. Wow! This cave is so spacious. Beautiful. I have goosebumps. How long have I been walking for now? It feels like a long time. There! I see something! What? By the gods! A wounded dragon! Severely wounded dragon. Oh, you poor thing. Hello. I mean no harm. I'm an elven cleric of the First Order. Yes, a healer of the sacred arts. My name is Aydra. May I come closer? I was collecting crystals in these mountains. Bloodstone and emerald hearts to grind up for my spells and potions. That's when I spotted the blood. Your blood. Of course, as a cleric, it's my duty to mend the wounds of those in need. Oh, no problem. And well met to you. Now that we're so close, I sense that your heart is noble. Overwhelmingly so. I know you will not hurt me. You will allow me to help you. Good. I'll do the best I can. I need to check you over first. I'm going to summon a light at the top of my staff. If you must, avert your eyes for a few seconds. Your wings! The membrane is torn in many places. And yes, there is bone jutting out. Did you fly back here? I must attend to you immediately. We cannot delay. If these wounds are left for any longer, you may not fly properly again. What manner of evil? Who? I'm going to clean them up first. It's lucky I brought my large supply bag out with me today. After I clean this. Then you're going to need stitches. Then a salve, and healing. Those broken bones need to be set. The water in this cave, what is its source? Perfect. I'll use it to clean your wings. Lay as much of your wings on the ground as you can. There will still be areas I can't reach unless I climb onto your back. Is that all right? Thank you. Yes, sorry. You were beginning to tell me what did this to you. By Alanta's breath. It's a good thing you flew out that way earlier today, then. It's not a good thing you were injured. But... and you witnessed it. This terrible ritual taking place. No. Sacrificing the innocent is never okay. Those who do so are disconnected from their hearts, their minds and souls warped beyond reason. I'm so sorry you had to see something like that. I'm going to climb up onto your back now. Yes, I can manage. And when you tried to stop the ritual, what happened? What kind of black magic is capable of wounding a magical beast like this? Especially one of your caliber. Never heard of the Blood Knights. I'll ask my sisters to investigate it. I promise you, such activity will be stopped, and those responsible captured and locked up. Binding dragons with chains of shadow and thorn, reveling in bloodshed. But... yes. Yes, you escaped. I need to stitch up these beautiful wings of yours. With these, an enchanted needle, and self-dissolving thread. No, you won't feel much, other than a slight tugging sensation. See? Your food supplies. The thing is, you won't be able to take to the air for a few weeks until you're fully healed. Otherwise, you risk permanent damage. What happened to the victims of the ritual?
Yes.
You managed to fly them close to the city, then flew yourself back here. In this condition. It must have taken sheer force of will to push through the pain like that. The fact that you were even able to keep yourself airborne, however wobbly it was. You did a great thing. On behalf of all things good and holy and beautiful, I thank you for your service. You'll be relieved to hear that there won't be any scarring or deformation of your wings. The combination of the stitching, the salve I'm going to apply, and the healing magic will do its work, if you allow it. You just have to be patient. The only exceptions are beings born of dark magic, and you are not one of them. Indeed, dark magic, if strong enough, or part of the natural constitution of the being, can interfere with the forces of holy healing. Could you extend the bottom part of your left wing? I'm having trouble navigating the membrane here. Perfect. Thank you. Will you tell me about yourself? Your story? How you came to live in these mountains? And you've been by yourself since then? Losing your rider, that must have been incredibly difficult. I'm so sorry. Yes, maybe one day you can find a new one, when your heart is ready. I'm going to apply a salve now. It will tingle. It's infused with the magic of the holy light. Yes, I don't doubt you've been through countless trials. For I can feel the weight you've shouldered. It's the kind of heaviness carried by a protector, one who is tragically misunderstood in a world that carries far too many unnecessary fears. And of course, you have made great sacrifices to protect, provide, and quietly guard. (Clears throat) Most of the time your deeds have gone unnoticed. And sometimes you've even been prosecuted. Hunted wrongfully. When I close my eyes and run this healing magic between us, I can see flashes, visions. They're not detailed, but it's enough to understand. There. Your wings took the brunt of the damage. The small scrapes and missing scales will be healed by the Mysteora I've cast around us. You will be fine, noble one. You're welcome. I'm just doing my job. I'll leave you be if... Will you allow me to stay the night here? Yes, unfriendly shadows certainly do prowl in the darkness of the forest. With your permission, I will stay and set out at dawn. Thank you. Curious sensation. I've never slept under a dragon's wing. It's surprisingly warm. It's all right. I'll use my pack as a pillow. I'm happy you think so. It has taken me decades of training, practice, trial and error to get to where I am now. Actually, I did not always want to be a cleric. In my youth, the allure of the front lines called to me. Perhaps it's hard for you to imagine now, but I wanted to be a warrior. Let's just say, life has its own way of pushing me down unexpected roads. No, I have no regrets. I ended up discovering such beauty and power in healing.
Yes.
And now... Nothing has ever felt so right. Good night, noble one. Peaceful dreams.